If we could open up our Bibles in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I mean, last Monday was a very hot day, and apparently Perth was the hottest place in the world on Monday, out of all the places in the world, so great day to go outside and work. So just to cool down, I've made a title for the talk, We Are Icebreakers. Not the icebreaker that you do at a party to get to know one another, but an icebreaker that's really, really big and goes in really, really cold places and barges through ice. A big ship. Icebreakers. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we read in verse 58, it's a well-known verse, a favourite for many, and it's Brother Paul to the church of Corinthians, and verse 58, he says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord." A fantastic scripture that is, of course, and it's really encouraging us as well just to keep busy in the things of the Lord and to have faith in the truth. You know, if we do that, great things will happen. And we can do things that other people cannot. Did you know that? We can pray to God and he listens and we get healed. And Pastor Tim was just saying we've got people on a prayer list, and it's a dwindling list. And we've had many healings over the last 364 days this year. Still one more day to go. And next year we have an extra day, 366 days. So more opportunities to get healed. But we've got, you know, this power within us with the Holy Ghost, which, as we sang in the hymn, Jesus died for us on the cross, and that was, you know, God's love to us, his grace, his mercy, and we are now partakers of this mercy, of this grace, and we can give it to others as well. But icebreakers, coming back to the point, you know, big, large vessels, usually very, very large, that sail through and break the ice for other ships to be able to go past in treacherous waters and places where they're not able to sail normally, and lead them to safety. And they're unstoppable. They have a steady course and they're a workhorse, a bit like a Brother Rod. They just keep on going and going and do not stop. But it needs to keep moving. And needs to have the momentum and, you know, to continue what it does. And we know what gift that we have received as well. Of course, the Holy Ghost. And we know the promises of God. And we know the blessings that we can receive. Unfortunately, we also know the persecutions that can come against us from various angles, from higher powers, or even, you know, from colleagues or friends or family, whatever else. And we also know what the end reward is, and that is eternal life with God forever, and to be rulers over this world for 1,000 years and then to be in heaven forever. And that's a great thing to look forward to, and all the people said. And if we stop, like the icebreaker, it's very, very hard to get moving again. And if you're stuck, you have to, you know, get the momentum going to be able to move forward. But, you know, when you're stuck, it's hard to move forward. And and our momentum is our faith. The things that we pray for, the things that happen to us, are faith builders, the building blocks of faith, are healing and provisions, and just the answers to prayer. Just if you have a question in your mind about something, and you open up your Bible, and God answers it straight there and then through a scripture or through a testimony or through a spiritual gift. And these are marvelous things that we can just see happen in our lives, which is a confirmation that God is working in us. And our momentum is our faith. And just turning to one scripture in Jude, as a scripture we all know, of course. Jude, and then verse 21. Jude, verse 21. No. Verse 20, sorry. 21 is good as well, but I prefer verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. This is our momentum, praying in the Holy Ghost. that cup that we have sometimes might be half full, but praying in the Spirit, we're able to pour spiritual water into the glass. The glass gets fuller and fuller, and you feel it inside as well, feeling happier, feeling more joyful, and being able to do things which you normally are not able to do. And by praying, you trust and expect the promises of God to be fulfilled. By preaching, and to friends and family and whoever else may listen, you confirm in your hearts and to others that it is truth what you're talking about. And you testify and you witness the things that's happened in your life. For example, praying with a boy that's broken his thumb, or a girl that's had arms burnt, or whatever else may have happened. And by doing these things, we see the miracles happen, signs following. As promised in Mark chapter 16, of course, you know, these signs will follow the believers. And who's witnessed the healing in their lives? Who's had a healing this year? Who's had a healing in this last week? No? I've still got one day to go. For those listening in, everyone put their hand up for the first two, I think. But not in the last week, so... Praise the Lord. But also icebreakers. It splits ice into two parts. When it goes forward, it has the momentum, and you have, you know, the side on the port and the starboard. Was it starboard? Yeah, starboard's right, isn't it? And then port. Never really been on the ship much. But anyway. Galatians 4, verse 16. Again, just one verse. Icebreakers split ice into two parts. And we know that the gospel is sometimes welcomed by people. Sometimes it's very, very unwelcome. And Paul speaks to the Galatians, and he starts off in the book in Galatians chapter 1 saying, "If I or an angel preach any other gospel, that which has been spoken unto you, let him be accursed." And in verse 16 in chapter 4, Paul says, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" You know, the truth, the gospel, being born again, and the things in the Bible, you know, that's what God had wanted. That's what the words what Jesus said, and we are not going to change that for anyone, and all the people said. Matthew chapter 25, we'll stay there for a bit. Matthew 25. I was always very, very thankful that the gospel was very black and white. Once I known the truth, before it was all wishy-washy, and this person said that and this person said this. Take Jesus into your heart, or just believe, or just try and do your best and give it your best shot, and if you're lucky, you'll get to heaven, and if you're unlucky, well, you've tried your best and it wasn't good enough. But it's not like that, and the gospel is black and white. And when someone spoke to me what I had to do and what would happen if I did those things, I would repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It was very clear cut. There was no grey part. There was no wishy-washy. I would receive healings. I would receive blessings. I received this comfort and knowledge that what I'm doing is correct, because God is answering prayers. And that was something which I never had. And speaking to a lot of people in the last 13 years of in my walk, you still hear a lot of people being confused. And some are willing to listen, and unfortunately some are not, preferring the grey part and hoping maybe that they'll be on the right track. But we know what the gospel is. There is, you know, truth, and there's not the truth. And the truth is, you know, very black and white, and the not truth is very black and white as well, which they make very, very grey. And in Matthew 25, Jesus has a parable about the sheep and the goats. In verse 31, Matthew 25, verse 31, there is a division. Like the icebreaker, there's the port side and the starboard side, and two parts of ice being split. And the icebreaker goes through, and it's like a two-edged sword. In Matthew 25, verse 31, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, the return of the Lord, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. So the sheep to starboard, goats to the port. That's right, wasn't it? And the sheep, obviously, are the ones who love truth. They just follow the shepherd, and Jesus is that good shepherd. He did not climb over the wall. He went through the gate, and his sheep know him, and his sheep hear his voice. And the other part is, of course, those who don't want to listen, don't want to know, and fight against God, fight against the gospel, are the goats. Goats eat everything. They try and break fences. They are very stubborn. They like to bang their heads against things. Sounds a bit like Reuben. He's asleep. But they're not very, a bit selfish on their own, and sheep are more a flock. And we just read in verse 34, the characteristics of the sheep, about those just doing the right thing. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer and say, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, when and fed thee, and or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thy sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? In verse 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto the one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Our brothers and sisters, if you do it to one of your brothers and sisters, you're doing it unto Jesus Christ. That charity, that love, an unfeigned love, not doing it because you want something in return, but because you're wanting to do it, helping someone, even if it is going out in 43 degree heat, doing something. And it's, praise the Lord, it's blessed to give. It's better to give than to receive. I do like receiving things, I do admit that. But, it's because of the love of the saints, and Jesus Christ gave his life for you and I. God gave his Son, his beloved Son, for you and I. And the goats, I want to spend too much time on the goats. They basically didn't do anything. They were ignorant, selfish, and not having the faith to do the right thing. And verse 45, then shall he say unto the goats, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So again, that divide. The sheep go into life eternal, the goats go to a very, very hot place. John chapter 10. Just to finish off on John chapter 10. John chapter 10, I really like that chapter. When Graham was witnessing to me for the 3 years, he kept on saying, his sheep hear his voice, his sheep hear his voice. And sometimes in the middle of the night, after I've done things I should not have done, I kept on hearing his sheep hear his voice. And then I said, this is not really what I want to hear at this moment of time, but I just knew there was something I had to do. Test it if I was true, if this was true. And if not, I'll be in a very, very bad place. And praise the Lord. And this chapter, Jesus speaks about his sheep hear his voice. That Jesus is that true shepherd, leading his flock to safety. And Jesus is the true icebreaker. He's unmovable, he's steadfast. God's word will not change. And Jesus confirmed that, he verified that. It's also very helpful. It shows his compassion towards us. And also Jesus divides. His word divides as a two-edged sword. And ultimately, Jesus and his word will lead us to safety. And all the people said, leave it there.